The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
He talks about how when gold and silver, there's a ratio between gold and silver, the number of ounces it takes to buy of silver
to buy
an ounce of gold.
Right.
That ratio fluctuates within a certain mean. Well, when it gets extreme, he says those are usually market change times. So one of the extremes is 85 to 1. When it takes 85 silver ounces to equal 1 gold ounce, then you're in extreme position. One, silver is very cheap, and gold is cheap, but also he thinks it's about to take off. Well, guess what? We're sitting at like 84.5 right now. And so I'm going to ask Franklin, you know, is this about to be a gold and silver runoff, and is the market going to also do a downturn? Because that usually happens in correspondence with it. So that's why I'm having him on.
Okay, so you're not going to want to miss this. 3 p.m. this afternoon Central, that's 4 Eastern and 1 p.m. West right here live on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Now, about this election business, so I understand that Stephen was upset. Now, now Trump is out there saying that this was a wonderful night. And that I'll read you his quote about Pelosi. This is really funny. In all fairness, not Nancy Pelosi, Nazi just flows off the tongue. In all fairness, Nancy Pelosi deserves to be chosen Speaker of the House by the Democrats. If they give her a hard time, perhaps we will add some Republican votes. She has earned this great honor. You know what he's doing, David. You know what he's doing. He's sitting there going like, oh, I can't wait until this shooting starts.
Yeah. Mike, I saw her last night when I slipped through the stations. Like I said, I couldn't watch more than about 3 minutes of each one because it would turn my stomach. But Pelosi was on one. I don't remember that lady's name who's interviewing her. She's one of those. Gosh, I can't remember her name. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Pelosi, first of all, I think she might have been drunk. Then she kept saying the same things over. You know, she had her sound bites she wanted to say, so she'd just say them over and over again and make them, I don't know, try to meld them into some comprehensible idea. It never was. Anyway, the last thing, the one thing that got me the most, she kept saying, "E pluribus unum." E pluribus unum, that was her favorite phrase last night. I'm like, what in the world is she saying that for? I mean, it had some mild connection to what she was saying, but she really thought that was profound. So, just by the way, Mike, happy E pluribus unum day. I just want you to know that.
E pluribus unum. all I have to say is E pluribus unum.
It was weird. It was really weird.
There's a couple of things that before Brother Andre comes on, and I'm going to ask him about enrollment. Now, the reason I ask about enrollment is because I attended the Catholic Identity Conference this weekend, and actually I want to talk to the Latin Mass Society group a bit about that tonight at our officers' meeting. It's one of the things that I got out of this, and in listening to other people's take on the current crisis that we're in. Number one, I'm convinced, and I'm going to start looking for this and for people to talk to about this. Even though this may seem as though it is the worst crisis in the history of Catholicism from certain points of view, it is certainly not the worst crisis in the history of man. It can't be, because Christ came into the worst crisis and solved it, right? By his life, death, and resurrection. So we're patting ourselves on the back and giving ourselves all kind of excuses for failure when we say that things are as bad as they've ever been. They've never been this bad. That's not true. Before the gate to heaven was unlocked by our Lord's suffering and death on the cross, yeah, there were thousands, if not tens of thousands, who knows how many thousands upon, maybe millions for all I know, souls that were in the limbo of the just, right? That couldn't go anywhere. They could see God, but they're like, "Oh, dude, just unlock the gate. Let me in." They could see God. They knew he was there, but they couldn't go. So
yeah, I think that's a valid point. I mean, I never really thought about it in that context. One of the things that we know about the era that Christ came into was that they were at an intellectual and kind of spiritual dead end. Philosophy had run its course. It was not, it elevated man, but it could not bring him any further. And of course, without the Christian revelation, they were blind to the spiritual realities as well. So yeah, they were at a dead end, and the world was brutal, and that's why it was such a terrible time. And then I would say, though, there is an analog. We're kind of and a spiritual dead end as well, because we've rejected the faith, and we have no excuse, by the way. So I guess the way it could be worse is that we should not have rejected. And
to listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.